Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and we welcome you inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm pleased to be joined by new Eagles. You could say corner. You could say safety. I don't want to put a label on Jalen Mills here. Jalen Mills, welcome here to Philadelphia. You do a little bit of everything there in the defensive secondary.
Yeah. Just being able to play every position in the secondary, you know, corner, nickel, or safety. You know, I feel like, and even Coach tells it to me from time to time that I'm a very
Coach Corey.
Coach Corey tells it to me from time to time. I'm a very versatile guy. You know, as of now, he's had me a cornerback, but he said I need to know the whole defense. You know what everybody doing in the secondary, because he knows at any time he can put me anywhere in the secondary, and I would be able to compete.
That's a lot to take on for a rookie. You're a seventh round pick. You're like, I'm just trying to get used to the NFL. Now you're asking me to know the entire secondary. Right. How difficult is that?
Well, for one, even Coach said it. Coach Corey said it again. He said it doesn't matter what round you got picked. You know, you're in the NFL. You know, if a guy makes a play, they're not gonna be like, oh well, this guy's from here. You know, he made a play. It's a guy on the team. You know, if you're a starter or not, you know, it's not gonna be a different comparison. You know, once you're on the field, if a play is being made, it doesn't matter what round you win in.
How have these first few weeks been like for you here in Philadelphia, Jalen?
As far as football,
you take it where you wanted to go. I would say football, but it's about off the field as well.
Of
so
course.
Go where you want to go with it.
It's been great. You know, this team, I mean, from the players to the coaching staff to training room, I mean, it's very family oriented. You know, you feel the love from the guys, even from the first day. You know, guys were walking up to me. You know, I'm the rookie, still running around with my head cut off, looking like. But guys are really like showing me the ropes. You know, the older guys, the vets. You know, not being the selfish guys that you may think like, oh, they're a vet. You know, they know I'm a rookie. I'm coming in. I want to play as soon as possible because I did play a big role in college. So you may think that they may be selfish, but these guys, I mean, they're anything that I ask from any position. You know, whether it's film room, on the field, to even off the field, trying to get a Philly cheesesteak. You know, these guys, they're out there. You know, they're giving a willing hand to anything.
So what's your spot then, Philly cheesesteak?
Actually, I haven't got one yet. Benny Logan, he's gonna take me this weekend and go get one. I don't know the name of the spot, but he did tell me he's gonna take me one this weekend.
You don't want to publicize just yet, so you'll wait until you have it, and we can bring it back on to talk about it.
Yeah.
You mentioned Benny Logan. There's a number of former LSU players here with the Eagles. How much has that helped your transition coming here to Philadelphia?
A lot. You know, as soon as I got drafted, Ron texts me, Benny texts me.
Ron Brooks, your cousin.
Yeah, Ron Brooks is my cousin. They text me, welcome to the family, you know, and they told me after everything settled down, you know, if I had any questions to ask them. So the very next day, I was texting those guys, talking to them on the phone.
So what were the questions that you're asking? What are those things that you want to know?
Different things like, what should I be expecting, you know, day one? You know, what should I be expecting towards coming camp and even during the season? You know, how's the coaching staff? How are the players on the team? You know, and everything that they told me was positive, you know. Just coming here, be open to anything that's possible, you know, whether it's special teams, I mean, any position on defense, even doing things around the community, you know. Just be open as possible to the coaching staff. Of course, be nice and generous to everybody, you know, because being in this position, you know, a lot of guys aren't able to be in this position, you know. So really just being thankful for the spot that I'm in.
How different is it for you now, Jalen, that football is your full-time job, that you don't have to worry about classes or any of the other stuff, that you can just put all of your energy and effort into the game?
I love it. You know, this right here, I mean, it's a dream come true. You know, I wake up, I come up here every day, and I just have that mindset. I don't have anything else to worry about. Like you said, I don't have to worry about school. And once I get in this building, anything that's going on outside of the building, I mean, I throw it out. You know, everything, once I get in this building, it's about this team, you know, trying to make this team better, trying to make myself a better player for the team, and really just trying to put the team in a better situation to try to win a Super Bowl.
So, Jalen, 6 interceptions in your first 3 years at LSU. Yeah. The fact that you're a 4-year starter at LSU blows my mind in the first place. But those 6 interceptions, where did those ball skills come from?
I kind of played a little bit of outfield in high school. I played a little outfield and also played receiver. you know. But really just going up when the ball's in the air, just having that aggression, you know. Me wanting to just get my hands on the ball and just try to make a play for the team, you know. As soon as I see it, you know, it's just like it's a flip switch is on. You know, I want the ball. I don't care who the receiver is, you know, who's the guy I'm covering. You know, I want the ball in my hands.
So what was it like August of going to your senior year here? You suffer the leg injury. It's going to sideline you. Right. What was your mental approach at that point when it happened?
I mean, it hurt me. You know, I've never been injured in football ever, you know. And it was the last day of camp, one of the last drills in camp, right before the season was about to start.
So you're probably thinking, oh, practice is over, game's coming up.
Game's coming up in about 2 weeks, you know. I'm already watching film for the first team we're about to play, and then I break my leg, you know. So just the whole mental aspect, I didn't really mope around, you know. I knew I didn't have time for that. The doctor actually told me that I wouldn't be able to even put pressure on my leg for 8 weeks. So once he told me that, in my mind, I'm thinking, 8 weeks. We play Alabama in 8 weeks. There's no way. There's no way I can miss this game. You know, I know my team needs me that week. So the team, they were behind me. You know, the coaching staff was behind me. The training staff was behind me. You know, it was my decision to get on the field if I felt healthy enough, you know. So I my whole mental aspect was good because I had a lot of love around me.
So the first game back was against Florida?
Florida.
It was against Florida.
Yep.
So we had a story on our Eagle Eye in the Sky podcast that you saw a scout from the Senior Bowl
right.
on the sideline right before that first game back, and you saw the logo, and you went up and you were pushing it, saying,
yeah,
I'm going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you recall that happening?
For sure, I do. Just knowing that, I mean, we had past guys on the team go to the Senior Bowl, you know, and you know those guys at the Senior Bowl, they are the elite in college football, you know. So me just wanting to be able to showcase my skills there, you know, and having that confidence to know after the season that I wanted to be in the Senior Bowl, and I wanted to just showcase my skills, and it kind of played that way.
Jalen, we can't wait for you to showcase your skills at training camp and later on this summer for Eagles fans. Jalen Mills, defensive back, rookie defensive back for the Eagles, joining us here inside the studio. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day, everyone.